All right, let's head back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Right now we have Jill on the phone from California.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
All right, hope we can help you. What are you pondering?
I think I'm beyond help at this point.
Well, then you've come to the right place.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, good. Back in 1980, as a matter of fact, when I built this house, I put in a double jacuzzi. For what reason, I don't know. It was not well thought out. It was not a
seemed
good
like a
plan.
Good idea in the 1980s, right, Jill?
Well, it seemed like it, but the problem is when you have something that's going to hold maybe 200 gallons and you have a 50-gallon hot water tank,
it doesn't
work out. Anyway, this old tub, I want to remove it and put in a standalone shower. And what I've seen is that there are standard pans. I don't know if you can make your own shower pan. This thing is like 5 feet by 4 feet, and the sides are 2 feet high. I could take it out, but I don't know where to go from that. I haven't had anybody come over to give me an estimate. But in that time, what we required was green board on the wall.
Moisture resistant drywall. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what might have to be done, if it's standalone and if it can be supported that way, if I would have to do anything extra to the wall.
Okay.
There's
several different options. A lot of times when you have a footprint of a tub like that, it may be hard to get a standardized pan. If you can,
yes. That's
certainly the least expensive way to go. But a skilled tile contractor can easily build a custom pan, and it has a piece of vinyl material under it in order to keep it nice and waterproof. So, you know, kind of an old-fashioned way of doing it, but still done every single day, and that could conform that to get exactly where you want it. And then you would use a cement backer board on your wall, waterproof that, and then go with the tile or whatever material that you would be covering that. So I think the key thing is I would get a remodeling contractor, get two or three of them to come out, make sure they routinely do that type of work, and then let them make a recommendation. Because, you know, the thing about it is this is something they've done many, many times. They may have the perfect solution for you, because it's going to take a bit of aggressive work to get that large tub out of there. Then the options that you have after that's out there, you'll have several different ones there. You'll also have to decide whether you use a shower curtain or an actual glass door is some of the other things you'll have to decide on.
Yeah, the thing that I wanted to know is the walls with the green board are all tiled now, and there is a shower that comes into the tub. So I didn't know whether all of that would have to be torn out, even though it's stable at this point, or whether it can just be tiled or cement boarded where the tub is going to be removed.
Yeah, that's a tough decision on that one, Jill. There's a lot of different options when you're talking about that, and you're well on your way of doing the right thing, but it really is something that a professional will have to approach for you. So call your local home builders association. They'll have a list of remodeling contractors that would be just right to take a look at it. It'll take a little time to meet with two or three of them, but it'll be well worth it to get their opinions on the right way to go.